Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, we talk to author Bill Reitz about a new book that he's penned, and how would you like to check out LA in the 1920s and 1930s? We'll let you know how, and details of plans for an intergalactic Playboy club. That sounds way out. A new release from Jimmy Vargas, along with the best lounge and exotica from across the planet, as we kick off with Karen Souza and Tainted Love on the Cocktail Nation.
Sometimes I feel I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away from the pain you drive into the hurt of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For a dust and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away, you don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't parade that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you teased. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all.
Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net and lounge leader Coop Cooper with you with the Martini Kings and Gucci Frito Man, joined by the man by the name of Bill Wrights, the author, and he's got a brand new book out called Voodoo Lodge. He joins me on the line. Bill, good to have you back on the radio again.
Hey, Coop, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
This poor Bryce Atwell, I tell you what, he doesn't really work for the best company, does he? You know, like, you know, in this book, they're kind of mucking him around a little bit. You know, once again, he's put in a position where you kind of think, well, what kind of organization is this?
Yeah, and you know, as I'm writing this, I'm thinking, well, how much of this actually goes on? I don't know.
Tell us a little bit about the new book, Voodoo Lodge. We're not going to give away too much because we love people to download the book or buy the book and enjoy it. But basically, Bryce is put into a position where he's in the firing line, literally after doing the firing.
He is, yes. It's I guess you could call it a government assassination turned tiki.
Right.
The idea for Voodoo Lodge came about 11 years ago when I first visited the Contiki restaurant and lounge. And for those who haven't been there, it's a very cool and swanky bar that's richly decorated with tikis, and the atmosphere there just sort of reaches out and grabs you. It opened in 1963 and still has that dark vintage feel to it. So from the moment I walked in the door, I knew I wanted to write a book about that place one day, and the idea came to me last year. And so because Contiki is such a special place, I decided to do something extra special with the book by publishing it in the form of the old pulp magazines that had illustrations in each chapter. So it was a lot of, the book was a lot of fun to produce, and heaps of fun shooting the cover and trailer there.
I've got to tell something funny to all the listeners, speaking of Bryce Atwell. I was watching our National 9 News the other night, and there was this guy that popped up who was spoken to in the street, who just recently lost his job. He worked at an aluminium factory, and I think most of the workers being shipped overseas, and his name was Bryce Atwell, of all people. Can you believe it?
But 37-year veteran engineer Bryce Atwell has a different idea.
Everything's done for the dollar, isn't it? Dollar rules the world.
And dollars are tight.
That is funny. You know, it kind of ties in because in this book, I think towards the end of it, Bryce was wishing he would lose his job.
Are there going to be more books of the character of Bryce Atwell? Because I know you've done quite a few now. Is this continuing? Is he going away or is he still sticking around?
Bryce is still sticking around, and you know, even bigger and better. This is 2012 is shaping up to be probably the biggest year for Bryce in the World Espionage Bureau series. I just want to give your listeners an exclusive on this. After Voodoo Lodge, I've got another novella coming out in July, and accompanying the novella is going to be another film noir film short. And then wrapping up the end of the year, my editor talked me into finally doing a anthology. So I'm going to be releasing a pulp fiction, or Vegas pulp fiction anthology in December.
Wow, that's pretty huge.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very excited.
Are you doing any release at the Tiki Bar?
Yes, they're having me out on Sunday to do a book signing, which is really, really cool. And just wanted to thank Louis, the manager, Mark and Kelly, the bartenders, and Mark from Velvet Glass for making all that happen.
Okay, of course, this show goes to air on a Saturday night, Los Angeles time. So perhaps if you are listening, you can head over and meet your good self tomorrow.
That'd be great, yes.
What's the address?
It's 4625 East Broadway, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, so you can pop on over and grab a signed book as well. Good stuff. Bill, I believe you also got onto Twitter just recently, too.
Yes, I just started that up. If you want to follow me, I'm at PulpWriter702.
I've got to tell you, I absolutely loved Voodoo Lodge, and this is a book that you definitely want to grab today. You can grab it through Amazon. Also, you're going to be selling the paperback books as well, aren't you?
Yes, they'll be through my site, worldespionagebureau.com.
Okay. Bryce Atwell, he's back, and as usual, put into various difficult positions by Bill Wrights.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, you too, Coop. Thanks.
Here's Janet Seidel and Moment to Moment on the Cocktail Nation.
just an ordinary day becomes adventure. Such sweet adventure I never knew. And life will be rainbows as I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. Rainbows secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you.
Hello, baby.
That must be the chief. We're on our way, chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net, Coop Cooper, and Orchestra Superstring with Haru. Jimmy Vargas and the Buck Daly's seventh album is up and ready for US release this week. More blues and Latin-tinged album, which heralds the return of Vargas's dark muse Liliana Scarlatta to the partnership. The album heralds the re-teaming of those two, Vargas and Scarlatta, after a mystical seven-year separation. Stellar tracks including Staccato, Black Petticoat Mambo, and Los Angeles, and the haunting Tango Desolante. It is out right now, Jimmy Vargas, and of course you can purchase it through jimmyvargas.com. And this is fresh off several touring ventures of late. The brand new album from Jimmy Vargas. Here's the title track. It's Los Angeles on the Cocktail Nation.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Los Angeles, July 1949. It was the summer I knew something was gonna die. The summer I knew something was gonna die. But it wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be me. Los Angeles.
Thank you. Bembe.
Eight out of 10 American boys have told researchers they want to be Coop Cooper when they grow up.
Cocktail Nation, FrontalSwang.net, lounge leader, Coop Cooper, and it was great to hear recent news of a brand new magazine hitting Australian shelves next month. Australian Modern, which is branching out from the publishers of Brisbane Modern magazine. It covers signature mid-century architecture and design in Australia. I certainly can't wait to check out this magazine, and I'm hoping to catch up with the people behind it real soon. Check out Modernist Australia for the launch event details, and check out some more fantastic photos that are going to be in this magazine. Swank advice tonight on making the best toast. Many of us end up in the situation. It might be the departure of a colleague, maybe the engagement of a friend or relative, or you might be up there at the wedding doing the toast. This is a key element of all major events, the toast. And I suppose the first thing to know is your audience. Ask yourself the question, who are you toasting? What's the crowd or the room like? Is this a formal setting or a casual one? Are the people assembled friends of yours or simply business associates? Is certain language or content off limits? For example, if you're toasting a group of ministers, you might not want to use the same language as toasting a stand-up comedian known for her blue humour. Knowing your audience is very, very important. Knowing what they expect, what they like, what they don't like, and what they want to hear will help you write a good toast. Remember, there's no I in toast. Chances are, if you've been asked to do a toast, you are not the subject being toasted. Whether you're applauding a new couple, the success of a business venture, a family milestone, or even a holiday, make sure that the toast doesn't become all about you. For instance, if you are the owner of a new company, don't get up and talk about how hard you personally worked. Toast the team effort. If you're the best man at the wedding, then of course make it personal and talk about how and why you love the bride and groom. But don't turn it into some sort of speech from the wedding singer. As a general rule, don't use I and me as often as you use the names of the people that you're toasting. We is also a relationship word that's worth incorporating. Keep it nice and brief, regardless of the occasion. Long-winded is never a good idea. Encapsulate a whole relationship or a major experience into one idea. Focus on the most important emotions of the day. And as you write your toast, read it out loud to see how long it takes. If it's too long, you're probably right. I hope that helps. A great toast can make an event memorable for all those who are there to hear it and make yours one worth remembering. Just take a little consideration before you step up to the mic. If there's a topic that you'd like me to cover, send an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And here's Lucas Figure with Girl Talk on The Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Donation thanks to ultraswank.net and Oscar Moore. Come out of the rain. Well, Sydney has finally come out of the rain after having the wettest summer since 1965. It just never stopped. In fact, it hasn't really got that warm in it. It all seems as if summer's kind of skipped us. Now, usually when historic landmarks fall to the wrecking ball, they are lost forever, preserved only in our memory and in our region's archives. But very soon, that memory is going to be taking a physical form when several historic landmarks from LA's past reappear 30 miles to the south at Disney California Adventure in Anaheim. The 11-year-old theme park is in the midst of a multi-year $1.1 billion renovation that has placed its entrance plaza behind construction walls. When it opens later this year, renamed Buena Vista Street, it's going to resemble Los Angeles in the 1920s and 1930s, when a budding animator by the name of Walt Disney arrived in town and began building his media and entertainment empire. Recreating pre-war Los Angeles required meticulous research, and a team of Walt Disney imaging architects, designers, and other creative types pored over photos and videos from libraries and private collections. If you want to check out the full story and some pictures, check it out via my website, cocktailnation.net, and make a reservation to go check this one out. Time for a look at the world of swank. March 23 at the Victoria Hotel in Torquay in the UK. Riviera Swing, which is a 30s and 40s weekender. April 21, Hukilau is going to be up and going in Fort Lauderdale. May 27, the 22-piece Esquivel Big Band is playing ArtsQuest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. See the Orchestrotica in the flesh. An easy lounge every first Thursday of the month. DJ Tom LG is going to be DJing there at Lakeshore Avenue, Oakland, California. Back into the music right now, the Ding Dong Devils and Mai Tais in the Moonlight on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. and lots of yummy, fruity, juicy, tummy tantalizer. Nice and icy, wild and spicy, taste like frenzy, liquid appetizer. Wild and spicy, taste like crazy liquid appetizer. Wild and spicy, taste like frenzy, liquid appetizer. Nice and icy, wild and spicy, taste like frenzy, liquid appetizer. Bottles of and lots of yummy, juicy, tummy tantalizer. Nice and icy, wild and spicy, taste like frenzy, liquid appetizer. Lots of yummy, fruity, juicy, tummy tantalizer. Nice and icy, wild and spicy, taste like frenzy, liquid appetizer. Give me your drink.
Cocktail Nation.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd. And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon.
Thank you.
Let's have a holiday on the moon, honey. Far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon. Sweet moon song, how high the moon, don't let that moon get away. Blue moon, velvet moon, no moon at all. Moonlight in Vermont, oh you crazy moon. The moon was yellow. We're singing and swinging. We're singing and a-swinging and a-swinging on the moon.
Cocktail Nation with Mel Torme, Swinging on the Moon. How would you like to be swinging on the moon? And here's how you can do it. The famous adult magazine company founded by Hugh Hefner in the 1950s has come up with a bold idea outlined in the March edition of Playboy magazine for an orbiting space version of their Playboy bunny clubs. It seems Richard Branson's private space company, Virgin Galactic, has teamed up with Playboy. Subscribing to the theory, if you build it, they will come, the brains over at Playboy figure they better get on the ground floor of creating a destination for those far-out space travellers. Playboy consulted with futurist Thomas Frey of the Divini Institute think tank, former NASA scientist Stan Kent, and Virgin Galactic head designer Adam Wells for input for their concept for the hedonistic space station. The space station involves a classic wheel-shaped design that would include a restaurant with wide windows so diners can soak in the out-of-this-world views, and be attached to the spinning part of the station to induce gravity that will keep dinner on everyone's plates. Entertainment includes a casino where visitors play roulette, in which people are the ball, zero gravity bungee jumping, and I don't know how that one works, and a windowless zero gravity dance club and private orbital pleasure dome. Now, whilst Virgin Galactic is on the verge of rocket-powered test flights of Spaceship 2 later this year, there is no target date on Playboy Space Station concept if it ever gets off the ground. Wow, what an incredible fantasy. It's going to cost you a bit of money, though, probably around about $200,000 per seat. Well, in the space age theme that we're talking about, I've got a final song for you tonight. This is Actual Rafiq and Lunar Lounge Lizard. Stay hip. Thank you.
state of weightlessness caused by lack of gravitation, special magnetic boots are provided to control the balance of space travelers.